there's a reason why at the end of the show, I always tell you to get out there and make something happen. And it's because action is the only thing that works. It is literally the only thing that works.
Welcome to the Get Real Podcast, your high octane boost of full-on reality therapy for personal, business, and investing success with your host, Ron Phillips, because somebody's got to tell it like it is.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Get Real Podcast. Ron Phillips, Heather Marchant here.
Yes.
Another beautiful day, another beautiful podcast episode. Today, we are going to talk about some really, well, I think it's really good, important information, but it's going to be more of the real part of the Get Real show. We're going to talk to you a little bit about what do you do when you have a setback? Because I don't know about you, but I've had my share of setbacks.
And if you haven't, then it's coming. I don't know. It's part of the human experience.
Yeah. If you haven't, then you're just incredibly lucky and it will happen for sure.
And side note too, on episode 800 with Chris Miles at Money Ripples, that was super cool.
Yeah. If you haven't checked out his podcast, you should.
Yes. Over there.
Money Ripples. I think if you search Money Ripples, he's the only one who's going to come up.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Yeah. No worries there. So you should definitely search that out. It's a good podcast.
Yep. He's been on our podcast 4 times we tallied up. So we'll have him on here again, talk about his take on what's happening because he looks at other things besides real estate. So I think it's an interesting perspective.
Chris was doing podcasts before podcasts were cool.
That's true.
Which is why he has 800 episodes and we have 200 and some odd episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to get there though. We told him we'd have him on our 800th show when he's, you know, over 50. So it's going to be a little bit of time.
Check his birthday.
Anyway, what do you do when you have a setback? And we're going to talk about mostly like real estate business kind of setbacks. But I want you to think about, and this applies to everything. Doesn't matter what you've got going on in your life right now. If you have a setback, what are you going to do about it? Because it's pretty mission critical.
I think you have a gift for this. I mean, you're the visionary of our company is what we call you around here, right? So you're the owner of RP Capital, but you also are the visionary that is looking for future growth and our vision of what we're wanting to accomplish as a company. So it's important to have that role for sure. I'm more in the grind and I love getting things done. It feels really awesome. So together we work really well. But I think having that vision of what you're wanting to accomplish is also one way to identify a setback. If you're just kind of plugging along through life and don't really have a clear path and vision of what you're wanting to accomplish, personally, business-wise, I mean, all those things. But with a real estate portfolio, you can have a setback, like you said. So
you will have a setback. This is the Get Real show.
Yeah.
You absolutely will have a setback or 2 or 10, whatever the case may be. And the good outweighs the bad, but that doesn't eliminate the bad. It will happen eventually to you. But I mean, again, it happens in every single aspect of our lives. So think about this as we talk about real estate and business. And candidly, I mean, we talk very openly on here about things that happen to us personally, business, and in real estate. And look, man, 2023 was a tough year for people in the real estate business.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're a mortgage broker, real estate agent, if you're like us, if you're selling real estate or investing, a lot of...
I mean, related, like appraisers.
Yeah, everything.
Yes.
It was a tough year. And there are a lot of people, a lot of my friends who lost a lot of millions of dollars and some of them out of business. Like they're just not around anymore. They're doing something else. So it was a tough year. And it was a tough year for us. When the interest rates change, this is what happens, right? So we have a business vision. We have our business vision is laid out in front of us and we're attacking it and we're doing everything we're supposed to. And then bam, the interest rates go up 3% in short order. And like if you're decent at math, you can understand what happens to cash flow. If everybody's buying cash flow and not thinking about anything else, that right there slows sales. And if you know anything about business, just because sales slow doesn't mean that all of your overhead slows. It doesn't slow down. So what do you do in those situations? Well, we had a couple of choices. You know, we could have started just cutting like crazy, which Heather did. Heather started going and cutting stuff that was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. So that was good. But we made a decision to not cut people. We're not going to eliminate people. And we're not going to cut marketing. We're not going to cut certain things in our business. As a matter of fact, We're going to invest in our people. We're going to invest more money in marketing. We're going to do more activity. And there's a couple of reasons why we were able to do that. And number one is that we were wise with our money. We actually had money that we could invest. A lot of people didn't have money. And you run out pretty quick when your overhead's high. So we didn't cut our overhead, but we invested heavily in our people and heavily in marketing. And we lost money for the first 6 months of the year last year, which I got to tell you, that's not a whole lot of fun.
No.
I don't like doing that. It's not the first time in business that I've done that, but I don't really want to do that anymore. I don't like it. But we chose to do that. You know, we could have slashed and not lost money, but we made a conscious decision to do more activity. And that paid off in the second half of the year. We dug out of the hole and ended the year making a little bit of money.
I'm looking at our list that we made January 3rd. Of the things that we learned from having that setback. I think a couple of these I'm going to share, some of them are minor, but I would say some of the more major ones that we learned and I learned was leveling up leaders. So identifying leaders on our team and leveling them up, but also the importance of our numbers, those key performance indicators, which this relates to business. It relates to owning a real estate business. If you have a setback, the importance of understanding your numbers. And knowing what's happening with your numbers.
And look, my default, as you already know, is health. It's the same thing. If you want to lose weight or you want to gain weight, you want to gain strength, you want to become a better athlete, there are key performance indicators that you have to track in order to make that stuff work. And you will have a setback. You will have a setback.
Yep.
Just ask any pro athlete who's gotten hurt. You're going to have a setback. When that happens, it's what do you do? So I'm not a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, but that dude, he goes out in the first game and blows his Achilles tendon. And he says right after it happens, I'm going to be back playing this year, which is unheard of. Like, you can't do that. It's like not possible. And yet, while he didn't play because his team didn't get far enough for him to actually play, he got better way faster than I think was even possible just because his attitude was, I'm going to do more. I'm going to do more rehab. I'm going to do it more strenuous. I'm going to do everything I can possibly do to get well so that I can go play for my team, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what you got to do. But I guarantee you he had all kinds of KPIs that he was watching and that his trainers were watching. Everybody who was managing his health was watching. His food, everything, I guarantee you, was completely dialed in. Well, that's what you have to do.
I think it was really helpful for me because I'm so driven to sit and think of the things we learned. That was a really helpful exercise for me. So I would take that, if we're making a list.
Well, I mean, usually, just so everybody understands, usually at the end of the year, we're going, man, we killed it. This is how much money we made. This is how much more we have in the bank. This is like, and at the end of last year, we were like, well, we can't really celebrate that. So what can we celebrate this year? And it was a whole bunch of lessons that we learned, which in many cases are much more valuable than the dollar bills that we could have and would have earned in a year where we didn't have something like that happen, right?
It's true. We wrote down 20 things without even really batting an eye. So I think evaluating the lessons and things that you learn. And then I think after that, one thing that we did was look at what we're going to do because of having that setback, right? Taking action and our brainstorming session around that. And I've talked about this before on here with my rental property in Alabama that I own, a multi-unit property, and I've listed it. And then like several tenants stopped paying rent, so no one was buying it. And I listed it on the local market. And in the end, I just decided to rip off the Band-Aid, evict the tenants, fix up the property, and reset. And the units are finally rented. And it was painful. I mean, I had to invest quite a bit of money, but there is equity in the property, right? I added value in that aspect. And I have 4 paying tenants now. And so it's hitting the market again. And by the time this airs, hopefully it's already under contract. just saying it out loud. But,
putting it out there.
Yes. But I think sometimes you just have to head down, make some decisions, make tough decisions, and take action with this kind of stuff. So,
yeah, there's a reason why at the end of the show, I always tell you to get out there and make something happen. And it's because action is the only thing that works.
Yeah.
It is literally the only thing that works.
Oh, what do you say? I'm trying to think of the phrase that you say that delaying like bad news like doesn't make it any better. I wish I could.
Yeah, bad news should travel faster than good news.
Yeah.
And nothing gets better by sticking your head in the sand.
Yes. Delaying the bad news. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Nothing ever gets better. So this happens to all of us. It happens in every aspect of our lives. And the most important thing that we can do is action out of it. Now, that said, Heather and I have completely opposite ways that we handle things like this. And it's because of the roles that we have. And we've talked on the show before about the predictive index and how we see the world, how we interact with the world and all of that. And it's funny because it's so polar opposite that it's almost comical. So when the proverbial crap hits the fan, I go to the beach or somewhere I can be by myself and so that I can think. Heather starts feverishly working on whatever. It doesn't even matter what it is.
Yeah, not really. Just working.
She's just outworking everything. And then usually within a short amount of time, we come back together and I go, hey, here's the vision for where we're going. And Heather's like, oh, thank God. I can work on something that's actually going to be like Tasmanian devil-ish. It's like that. It's like...
And it's funny when I recognize that I'm doing it too. It's just like my go-to reaction. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can hear her in her head. She's like, why are you not doing anything? You have a problem. And I'm like, well, I have to think about the problem and figure out what the solution is to the problem. And both of us are taking action. That's the cool thing, right? Is that we're both actioning out of whatever the problem is. I just have my own unique way of actioning out of the item. I'm a pretty creative problem solver. And so that's what I do. I go into problem solving mode and I get quiet.
Creativity.
And that's exactly what we did last year. We did both of those things. And I think we did them reasonably effectively last year. So if you're struggling with something, like if life has thrown you a curveball, or in our case, the Fed has thrown you a curveball, you have to do both of those things. So if you are not the creative problem solver, find one that you can talk to so you can think outside of the box. And if you are the creative problem solver, then get somewhere quiet and figure this thing out. And then the second thing is, whatever it is that's the path out, you have to attack it like it's trying to take your life away.
Yeah. And if you need support, I mean, reaching out to a mentor, and if it's property related, sometimes we can help see the forest through the trees. Like, I think that example you just illustrated, Ron, is a really good example of when people get paralyzed by a problem, right? Setback, what do I do? I'll just do nothing. And maybe you need some external perspective, someone to say, hey, well, this isn't that big of a problem. I wasn't expecting to share this, but my husband had a decent sized accident about a week ago, and I froze. I'm pretty sure clinically, I'm guessing I was in shock, but I just kept like staring at my phone to look up hospitals, where to take him. And then I would just close my app. I'd open it and close it, open it and close it. And this man that was just there with his son, like it wasn't like an employee at the facility where we were, but he came up to me and he just talked me through what I needed to do. He was like, okay, so I have the same health insurance that you have, because I wasn't home, I was out of state. And he said, this is a hospital, it's a couple miles away, you should go to this hospital. And you know, because sometimes in the moment, you can't think of a solution. And he was a great example to me of just like someone helping to see the forest through the trees and saying, hey, these are some potential solutions. He wasn't solving the problem for me, but he was definitely helping me to come out of my analysis paralysis, so to speak, of what to do. And my husband is fine. It was a little traumatic for me as the wife, but he's fine. He's recovering great, but we did have to go to the hospital and all that jazz. So I think that sometimes in life with having a setback, sometimes you need to consult someone else to help you be able to know next steps.
Yeah. And if we don't all do this, we should. I seek advice from people way smarter than me on things that I'm in over my head about. And everybody should do that. Going back to health, I told the story about my goals with lifting. I went and got a coach. I know I don't know enough to be able to hit the massive goals, I said, I have to have somebody who can help me. So I went and got a coach. We can do that in every aspect of our lives. That's the cool thing. We can seek out help in any aspect of our lives. We see this all the time with real estate. People just lose their minds when something goes wrong. And we have to sit down and be the clear, level-headed, and just go, okay, is it that bad? Look at all of these other things. And here's a way maybe we can solve it. And then there's the other reaction that Heather just talked about. There are so many people, for whatever reason, when it comes to financial things, where they think that if they ignore it, it will go away.
Yeah, that's true.
And people who shouldn't be that way. I've talked openly on the show about the dude that did a syndication, got foreclosed on, and all of his investors lost their money, including me and some people I know. And he did that. I mean, he should know better.
Yeah.
He's still doing that. And he should know better. It doesn't go away just because you don't think it should exist. If it exists, you have to attack it again, like it's trying to take your life. And if you don't, it just might. It just might. I don't know how many people I have seen just with personal credit cards where they just, well, and same thing with foreclosure on houses. Back in the early days of my investment life, I was buying houses at the courthouse steps and trying to buy houses before they got to the courthouse steps. And I would knock on the door and I would talk to the people and they're like, no, this is not true. It's not going to sale next week. I'm like, it's right here. It's right here. It's going to be sold at the courthouse next week, unless you let me help you. That's not going to happen. I'm like, okay, we'll just go buy it at the courthouse then, I guess. So you're going to get a foreclosure on your record and the sheriff's going to come and they're going to throw your stuff out onto the street, all because you don't think you have a problem. If the person had just attacked it like it was trying to take his life, things would have been entirely different multiple times over. So again, literally, this affects every aspect of our lives. And the planning is the next piece of this, right? So Heather talked about getting the vision right. And sometimes you have to redo the path to get to the vision because everything got jumbled up and whatever you were doing wasn't working. And now you have to do something different. You still have to make another plan because if you don't, you're just going to action yourself and it's still not going to work. So that's why I sit and I'm quiet. I'm trying to figure out what's the path out of the problem that I'm in and then what's the path back to the vision. And once that's clear, the vision piece, then you have to break that thing down into bite-sized chunks that you can actually do or that people on your team can do if you're in business or whatever the case might be.
Yeah, I think it's ironic to me that we wanted to talk about this today when a recent episode, I think it may have been the last episode too, was about reviewing your wealth plan, mm-hmm. like making sure that you're checking in and don't be asleep. So for investors that are having problems with their properties and just keep writing checks, and don't really check in as to how things are going. I just had a client reach out just yesterday asking to schedule an annual review and sent me a synopsis of how things are going. And they've been frustrating for him. And I'm pulling all the numbers, checking market values, and then we'll meet and we'll go through and say, okay, so you've had a setback. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about where your properties are at right now. Let's see if the rent is market rent. Let's see if the property has enough equity that you should not renew the lease and you should sell it once it becomes vacant. All those things, just taking a moment to analyze that is really, really helpful. And if you need a third opinion, a second opinion, if you've already talked with the spouse or whatever, then that's something that we love doing, actually. I love doing. So reach out to us. We'd be happy to sit down with you and help.
So happy to help. And man, if we can't help, we're happy to put you in contact with somebody who can help.
Yes, exactly.
So I think just overall, don't let life get in the way of your dreams, your vision of your life, your investments, your health. You got to take charge of every aspect of your life. And if you need help, reach out and get the help. And just do it now. Just do it right now. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking about something in your head, you're like, yeah, this is the thing right here that's got me stuck. And there's somebody that you can call. You should just call them right now. Odds are you're listening to this on your phone. You should just call the person right now and get the help so that you can move through whatever it is. And I promise on the other side, I mean, goodness, almost all of success is just not giving up.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I don't know anybody who is successful, has been successful in any aspect of their life, who haven't had to fight through a whole bunch of crap to get there and to stay there and to continue to grow. So you just have to do it. You just have to fight through it. And sometimes you just need somebody on the other end of the phone to say, well, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go do this and this and this. I show up at my mastermind. Sometimes I come back and I tell Heather, I'm like, I asked this question that like we literally couldn't figure out. And I ask it and everybody looks at me like I'm a moron.
That's true. You've told me lots of stories like that when it's so difficult.
It was so hard. Like it was so complicated. I could not see. And the first person who opens their mouth is like, well, have you thought about doing this? And I'm like, okay.
That's a great idea.
I really can't believe I hadn't thought about doing that, actually. The fact that I hadn't thought about doing that is, it doesn't make me happy that I hadn't thought, but I really appreciate the fact that someone was able to slap me across the face, wake me up, and help me understand. Sometimes things are just not very clear because we're so mired into whatever it is the problem is that we literally can't see. And it's so simple.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that the work to get out of it is simple, but the answer is so simple that sometimes it just takes somebody to go, well, Ron, have you thought about this?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, okay.
We all need someone in our life that we can ask those tough questions of. Someone that, whether it's business or personal, someone that will shoot straight with us. Those are the best kind of relationships.
And look, if you don't have one of those, then the next step is to get one of those. Mm-hmm. And where can you do that? Well, if it's a real estate related thing, I would go to your local RIA. If it's call, you can email us. If it's health related, find the healthiest person that you know and just go ask them. And if you don't know any, maybe hit a gym and find somebody in there. I've also found that successful people are generally super happy to share so long as people are super happy to implement what they share. Nobody likes to waste their time. Right. But most of the successful people that I've ever met in my life are some of the easiest people to talk to.
It's true.
They appear to be the least approachable, and yet they're the most approachable. For instance, if I go to the gym, the most fit person in that gym is generally the easiest to approach, the easiest to ask for advice, and the most willing to give it.
I would agree.
Same thing with wealth, same thing with spiritual stuff, same thing with family, all of it. We are generally more bent out of shape about asking than they are about being asked. So for what it's worth.
True.
Any final thoughts, Heather?
No, I love this. I think it's good to reflect on the way that you handle setbacks in life in general.
Then I'll just leave you with a get out there and make something happen.
This has been the Get Real Podcast. To subscribe and for more information, including a list of all episodes, go to getrealestatesuccess.com.